From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Egyptian military is appealing for calm in the streets of Cairo, where pro- and anti-government protesters have been clashing in Tahrir Square. A spokesman said on state television that the military got the message and now it's time for normal life to return to Egypt. But that message apparently difficult to reach protesters in Cairo. NPR Sarai Sarhadi Nelson is on the scene.
It seems that this is the last stand, if you will. I mean, that's the feeling certainly of people that we've talked to in the squares. If you read the Twitter that's going on, I should mention that the internet has been turned back on again. Mr. Mubarak last night in his speech expressed that he was not fond of these protesters. He does not see them as people who have legitimate grievances. He talked about legitimate protests that have been co-opted by people who are causing chaos and are a threat to the security in the country. And it appears his forces are trying to clear these people from the square.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson. At the White House, spokesman Robert Gibbs said President Obama is calling on all sides to show restraint and for the crackdown on protesters to stop in Egypt.
It is imperative that the violence that we're seeing stop, and that the transition that was spoken about last night begin immediately.
The revolt in Egypt is taking a heavy toll on Egypt's financial sector. Moody's Investor Service says it has downgraded its ratings for five Egyptian banks so far. In other news, the National Guard has been dispatched to areas in Wisconsin where dozens of motorists are stranded on an interstate. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Latoya Dennis reports a closed portion of Interstate 94 isn't expected to reopen before late this afternoon.
Interstate 94 between the Wisconsin-Illinois border and Racine County is impassable. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation closed that section of the highway at around 3 a.m. Before the closure, snow and wind gusts topping 50 miles per hour led to whiteout conditions and a number of accidents. Dennis Shook is with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He says the weather is still presenting problems.
We're still getting some snow, even as we talk, and the winds will continue on through a good part of the day. So visibility is still going to be an issue.
According to the National Weather Service, Racine is one of the hardest hit cities with nearly 2 feet of snow. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.
An end to the grueling winter may come sooner than people think if you put any stock in Punxsutawney Phil's famous predictions. Today, the groundhog emerged and one of his handlers delivered this message to thousands gathered in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania this morning.
He surveyed his surroundings carefully and found that there was no shadow around. So an early spring it will be!
Bill Daly, president of the Inner Circle, Punxsutawney Phil Groundhog Club, at a ceremony today. This is NPR. A powerful cyclone has forced thousands of Australians to evacuate their homes in the country's northeast. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Manila that around 400,000 people live in the storm's path.
Cyclone Yasi made landfall shortly after midnight local time. Yasi has been rated a Category 5 storm, comparable in strength to Hurricane Katrina, which struck New Orleans 6 years ago. Yasi's winds are gusting up to nearly 190 miles an hour. Earlier today, the Premier of the state of Queensland, Anna Bly, urged residents to evacuate while they still could.
Do not bother to pack bags. Just grab each other and get to a place of safety. Remember that people are irreplaceable.
The area threatened by the cyclone is the gateway to the Great Barrier Reef, a top tourist destination. Queensland is still cleaning up from devastating floods last month, which killed more than 20 people and caused billions of dollars worth of damage. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Manila.
Another mail bomb's been found in Athens, Greece. Police say they detonated the explosive outside the Justice Ministry in Greece. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Athens is the site of a string of letter bombings at embassies in November. A local militant group claimed responsibility for those attacks. However, there was no word yet on who was behind today's attempted bombing. The number of U.S. Muslims accused in terror plots is down by more than half. A study released today by the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security found that 20 Muslim Americans were suspects in 2010. That's compared with 47 the year before. The Dow's up slightly at 12,040. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.